Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined by Tara Gillette, the marketing communications specialist for, tell me who you're with. It's much easier.
I'm with Region 4 Area Agency on Aging.
There you go. I just wanted to see if you knew that. I'm just kidding. So tell me, well, welcome back. I always enjoy you coming in and chatting with us and telling us about all the great things that you guys do. And it wasn't that long ago that we talked, Tara. What refresh my memory. What did we talk about and how did it go?
We talked about the Aging Mastery Program, which we will be running at about six different times in 2019. So be sure to check our website at areaagencyonaging.org to find all those locations and times and dates.
Okay. Well, tell me about the Region 4 Area Aging Agency on Aging. In case somebody's not quite familiar with what you guys do. Fill me in a little bit.
That's right, Ray. Not everyone is familiar with us. We're located on South State Street. South Lakeview Avenue. Where did I get that at today?
I have no idea.
But Region 4 Area Agency on Aging is a private not-for-profit corporation, and we really work to create comprehensive and coordinated services and supports to help people maintain their independence. And Ray, you and I were talking about that. I was telling you about, I know about a half a dozen 90-plus-year-olds right now who are all independent and living in their homes. And that's what we want for people in the communities that we serve, Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, to be able to remain in their homes. If that's where they want to be, we want to help make that happen for them.
Yeah, it's very hard sometimes for some people to make that transition if they have to go into a skilled nursing facility of some sort. It's sometimes a difficult choice, and sometimes you can even get a little pushback from some of those people if they need to do that. So now, with the colder weather, Tara, we're not seeing people as often as we would like to, we're staying in where it's warm a little bit more, but maybe you just had a recent visit and you noticed something with a family or a friend, a family member or a friend or something, where they're just not the same person as they used to be. What do we need to look out for?
Well, sometimes you'll notice that maybe they're a little slower getting around the house. Maybe they're having a little bit of difficulty getting their meals, getting out, getting shopping to get the food to make their meals. Maybe they're just having a little trouble, you know, that getting up in the morning and getting started and getting dressed. Look for some key signs like that. Have they slowed down a little bit? Would it help them if they had some help coming into the home? Maybe they need that little extra help in the morning and maybe in the evening and maybe getting a good nutritious meal. We hear more and more about people having issues with their nutrition as they age, and we don't want that to be an issue. So just take a look at people when you visit them, because a lot of times time does go by and we haven't seen someone maybe at church or out in the community. And then when you do see them, you're like, wow, I think maybe they have slowed down a little bit. I wonder if they could use a little help. So feel free to have people reach out to our agency and our 800 number anytime you have a question. And our 800 number is 800-654-2810. We are here to help the communities that we serve.
And you've got the trained specialist that can connect people with resources, right?
Absolutely. When you call that 800 number, again, 800-654-2810, we do have trained specialists online that can help connect you with resources. It could be a simple question about maybe you want to have meals brought into a loved one's home. Maybe it's a little more complex. Maybe you need to have some skilled nursing or some help in the morning, some unskilled nursing type care coming in. So just give us a call. You've got trained specialists who can talk with you, talk through that situation. It can be a huge eye-opener one day, Ray, when you walk into a loved one's home and you're like, oh my gosh, I see today that they need some more help. Who do I turn to? Where do I go? Feel free to call us. That is what we're there for. We want to help people through this aging process.
Now, you've got a program that you'd like to talk about today, right, that you're offering?
Absolutely. We have an ongoing program at the agency called the My Choice Waiver Program.
And the My is M-I, right?
For Michigan.
Yeah, for Michigan,
yes.
Yep. So, yep. Yes. My Choice Waiver Program, M-I Choice. Yep.
It is a Medicaid state-funded program that is available for people who are 18 and up. So that's key. It's adults 18 and up for this program and lower income. And you don't need to be concerned about what that income level is for someone. Anytime someone needs some help, give us a call and we will work through the various programs and requirements for the programs and figure out how we can best help that person. And if it's the My Choice program, then it would be with that. But the goal of the program is to help someone remain independent and in their home if that's where they want to be. It can also be another setting of their choice, maybe an adult foster care home.
Sure.
Or assisted living facility. So it's all about, as you age, having options and having those options to choose from where you want to be.
Just tuning in, talking with Tara Gillette, Marketing Communication Specialist with the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging, talking about the My Choice Waiver Program. It's MI, stands for Michigan MI Choice Waiver Program. So it really, to kind of summarize a little bit, Tara, the program really does allow the individual a choice of where they want to live.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if they want to be in their home, they could even be in a loved one's home. So maybe they're living with their daughter or a son or a friend. The program can provide supports and services there. So some of these services might be adult daycare. The Harbor House here in Benton Harbor is a great facility for people to go to.
Sure.
Also the Autumn House in Pawpaw. Again, getting people out, getting some socialization, having a meal with someone else. Just that whole getting out of the house bit is huge. But this program will pay for that. It'll pay for caregiver relief, which is so huge for someone who is doing that caregiving role. So again, getting them out of the house or having someone come in and be with that loved one for a little while. Home-delivered meals, the program will help pay for that. Maybe it's nursing services. Someone's had a recent surgery or they're rehabbing from a surgery.
Right.
And they just need a nurse to come in for a set period of time. The program can help with that. And as we talked earlier, maybe it's just that help getting up every day. Maybe some help with their bathing or their dressing. Personal emergency response systems. Lately, I've heard of a couple people who've fallen. And where was their personal emergency response system? Well, it was over on the dresser.
Yeah, because they weren't.
So,
yeah.
You've got to wear those, but this program will help pay for those too. And those are really key if someone should fall to be able to quickly get that alert system going. Transportation, non-medical transportation, non-emergency medical transportation, the program will pay for that. And if they need some specialized equipment. So a lot of different things this program will help pay for. Again, it's all about aging well, aging in your home. And we can help you with those kinds of services.
How do I know, or how would we know if someone is eligible for this type of a program?
The best thing for them to do, Ray, is if you see someone who's struggling in the community, maybe needs a little bit of help, give us a call. We will talk to the person and their care team. So if that's a daughter, a friend, whoever that might be, and we'll figure out which program that they might fit into.
Okay.
And so if we assess that they would fit into the My Choice Waiver program, we will send a care management team out to the person's setting. So if that's their home, we will meet with them in their home so we can see how they're navigating around that house. Are they able to get up in the morning? Are they able to get their meals? We do our own assessment with our care management team. And that's a nurse and a social worker. And they work in tandem to actually do this assessment along with the family members. And then we do a customized person-centered care plan for that particular person. So no cookie cutter care plans.
Right.
And then we do and monitor that program on a regular basis to figure out, do they need more help coming into the home? Can some of the, maybe they're getting better if they've been in a recent hospitalization. Maybe we take away some of those support services. But we do that constant monitoring of that program to figure out what's needed.
And even if they don't qualify for this particular program, they're not out of luck, in other words, right? They can still contact you guys?
Absolutely. Give us a call. We want to do that assessment and figure out how we can help you. Is it a lot of help, a little help? What do you need? What program can help you the best? We will do all of that. It's a huge, kind of a mind-boggling system sometimes, and it can be very overwhelming, especially when your emotions are involved in a situation like that.
Right.
So absolutely, give us a call if you ever see someone struggling, you think they need a little help, you just have a quick question or even a more involved question. That's what we're there for. And again, that info line for aging and disability that we have is 800-654-2810, or feel free to reach out through our website at areaagencyonaging.org to see all of our programs and services available.
So if you know someone who could benefit from the My Choice program, kind of recap briefly here, Tara, if you know somebody, what's the first thing to do? You just mentioned the phone number, but...
Give us a call at 1-800-654-2810. Talk through the situation with us, and we'll help you where we can.
Is there a cost for this, you said?
No cost for any of our services like that. So if calls are free, feel free to give us that call.
And again, that phone number and the website, Tara?
800-654-2810, or our website at areaagencyonaging.org.
Yep, either one of those, the 800-654-2810 or the areaagencyonaging.org. That's easy to remember. The My Choice Waiver Program is one of the programs that, one of the many programs that you offer at the Area Agency on Aging. Tara, thanks for coming in and talking with us about that, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.